Today's shir is a Masechta Zavachim and Daf Nun Dalad. We will begin on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Yomid, in the middle of the line with the words, Amar Rav Levi Bar Chama. In yesterday's shir, we learned that the Beis HaMikdash was divided between Binyamin and Yehuda. Part of the Beis HaMikdash was built in the Chelik of Binyamin in Eretz Yisrael, and part of it was built in the Chelik of Yehuda. However, the half of the Beis HaMikdash that was built in Yehuda's Chelik and the half in Binyamin, it was not a straight line, but rather the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was the dividing line, but the entire Mizbeach was not in the Chelik of Binyamin, but rather the entire north and western part of the Mizbeach, and including the entire Mizbeach surface, was in the Chelik of Binyamin. But then Binyamin's Chelik ended at the northeastern corner where the Yesod ended. We learned in yesterday's shir that the Yesod went from the northwestern part of the Mizbeach to the northeastern part. It wrapped around from the north to the east one amma, then it stopped, going down on the eastern side to the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach. There was no Yesod, and from the southeastern to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, there was no Yesod, except for the last amma, where again the Yesod wrapped around from the northwest, coming down to the southwest. It would wrap around one amma to the western, to the southwestern part of the Mizbeach. So wherever there was a Yesod, that was in the Chelik of Binyamin. However, on the eastern side, where there was no Yesod, that was already in the Chelik of Yehuda. On the southern side, where there was no Yesod, that was already in the Chelik of Yehuda. Begins the Gemara. Amar Rav Levi Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Rabbi Chanina. Ritzua hoisa yoitza michelkei shel Yehuda. There was a strip of land that went out from the portion of Yehuda, v'nichnasa b'chelkei shel Binyamin, and it went into the Chelik of Binyamin. And thereby, the separation between east and west was not a straight separation. True, the kachim kachim and the heichal and the mizbeach hachitzon was in the Chelik of Binyamin, but the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Nashim was already in the eastern part in the Chelik of Yehuda. And then there were Ritzuois that went out. Rashi over here learns that we're speaking about the southern piece of land, which went along where the Yesod should have been. That was in the Chelik of Yehuda. And Rashi and Megillah Daf Chavav learns that the Gemara here is speaking about the eastern strip of land where the Yesod should have been on the eastern side, and there was no Yesod. That piece of land was in the Chelik of Yehuda. V'hoya Binyamin Atzadik Mitzdara Le B'chol Yom L'Naitla. And Binyamin Atzadik was Mitzdar every day that he should take that Amma that he was missing from the Yesod. That land should become part of his Chelik so that there could be a Yesod there as well, and it should all be part of the Chelik of Binyamin. Why is he called Binyamin HaTzadik? This is because the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Hamid Beis, tells us that Arba Meisu Be'itcha Shel Nachash, there were four great tzaddikim who never did any aver. The only reason they died is because through the chet of the Nachash and the Eitz Hadas with Adam and Chava, that brought Misa to the world, so they also had to die. But they didn't. Normally, a person doesn't die unless he did a chet. But in the exception are these four tzaddikim, and one of them is Binyamin HaTzadik, and that's why he's referred to here as Binyamin HaTzadik, who never did a chet. And this Binyamin HaTzadik was mitzar every day that he wanted to take that chelik. It's mashma from the Gemara. He wanted to take it away from Yehuda. However, the Ben Yoyada learns that it's not that he wanted to take it away from Yehuda and wanted to be mafsid Yehuda. But in his search for more and more Kedusha, he wished that the Beis HaMikdash would be built in a part of his chelik. It would be built further into his chelik. Thereby, it would be totally surrounded by his land. and then it would be totally, the Mizbeach would be totally in his chelik. Shenamar, how do we know that Binyamin agonized over this, says the Gemara as we turn to the Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, because Moshe Rabbeinu in Devarim, Lamed Gimel, tells us, Chayfef Olav Kol Hayoyim. The Pashup Shot in the Pasuk is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hovers over Binyamin to protect him. However, the Gemara here, as Rashi explains, is speaking in terms as we would a Nazir. A Nazir is Chayfef. Another Nazir is scratching himself, and this means, Rashi says, Ka'odam HaMechashe V'dayeg, like a person when he is worried about something, he scratches his head trying to figure out a solution to the problem. So that's the Lashon of Chayfef here, that Binyamin is Chayfef a whole day in trying to figure out how he can get that Amma more into his Chelek. Lefikach, and because of this agonizing for more and more kedusha, zocha Binyamin Atzadik. Binyamin Atzadik was zocha v'nase u'shpidischen laHakadosh Baruch Hu. He became the host for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Shechina. Shenemar, as Moshe Rabbeinu says over there in Devarim, u'bank seifov, that between the shoulders of Binyamin Shachin, that's where the Shechina finds itself. Rashi in Yuma Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph and in Megillah Chavav explains that not only is the Mizbeach in the Chelik of Binyamin, but the Aron, which is in the Kodshei HaKadoshim, is also in the Chelik of Binyamin. The Marsha explains that Yaakov Avinu was Nisnave, as if you look on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, three lines after it gets wide at the bottom of the Amud. So Rashi brings the pasuk concerning Yaakov's nevuah in Parshas Vayichi, Baboiker Yoichel Ad, that in the morning Binyamin will eat the spoils, and he brings there the targum, Ba'achsante, that the targum of these words is referring to his, in his Yerusha, Tizbenei Madbecha, will be built. I believe in yesterday's shir we erroneously translated this as in his chelik will be built the Beis HaMikdash, as we'll soon see from the Gemara, that's definitely not correct, but rather the word Madbecha is the same as Mizbeach. You just substitute from the Lashon HaKodesh, the Zion, to the Dalid in Aramish, and then we get the word, instead of Mizbeach, we get Madbecha. The Mizbeach, says the Targum, will be built in the Yerusha of Binyamin. And as Rashi explains there, the Kohanim will eat from the spoils of the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, which is going to be in the Chelik of Binyamin. They're going to eat from the Korbanos that are on the Mizbeach in the Chelik of Binyamin. So the Marsha explains that all that Yaakov was in the Snave was that the Mizbeach would be in the Chelik of Binyamin. But as far as the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as far as the Aron, the Shechina is concerned, that Yaakov didn't say. On that, Moshe Rabbeinu said that because you, Binyamin, agonized over the Mizbeach, not only will you get the Mizbeach, you'll get the Shechina in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on top of the Aron HaKodesh. As the Pasuk says, Ubank Seifov Shochein. The Vilner Gaon in Aderes Eliyahu explains that it refers to all the places where the Aron was kept, not only in Yerushalayim, not only in the Beis HaMikdash, but even in Shiloh and Nov and Givon. They were all cities that were in the Chelik of Binyamin, and that is the fulfillment of Ubank Seif of Shachim, because he worried about the Amma surrounding the Mizbeach. Now, we have determined so far that there is no yesod on the southern and eastern parts of the Mizbeach, except for the last Amma in each of those directions. On this, the Gemara is going to ask, how could this be? Meisr, I'll ask you a kasha from a brisa. We've learned that concerning Oilus Oiv, Ketzer Hoysonasis, how was the Oilus Oiv, what was the Shechita, and concerning the dam of the Oilus Oiv. So we know that the Oilus Oiv, and so the Chatas Oiv, they did not have a conventional Shechita, but rather was done through Malika, through the Kohen, using his thumbnail at the back, opposite of the back of the head. That's the Oirev, and Mul Oirev means a spot below the back of the head, that's where the Kohen would sever the simonim. Now, one chilik between Chatosoif and Oilosoif is that concerning Chatosoif, the Kohen could have done Malik on one simon. It could be either the Kana or the Veshet, either the windpipe or the esophagus. In the case of the Chatosoif, he had to sever both simonim. Another chilik between the Chatosoif and the Oilosoif is concerning the dam. The Chatosoif had to be sprayed the dam on the Mizbeach, and whatever dam was left was squeezed out on the wall of the Mizbeach. Mashiach came when it came to the Oilosoif. The entire dam was squeezed out on the cure of the Mizbeach, says the Braisa, Ketzer HaYinasis, HaYamoylek Es Reisha, he would do Malika on its head, Mimul Orpa, opposite the back of the head, where the head ends right below it, that's where he would do the Malika, Umavdil, and since in the case of Chatosoif, as we learned, there has to be a cutting through to Simon in both the Kana and the Veshet, so it is tantamount to a severing of the head, although it may be that the head through the cutting of the two simonim did not actually sever, but it's considered like mavdil. That's the lashon when you are describing cutting through two simonim. And then, umamtzi doma al kirim hamizbeach. And then he would squeeze out the dam on the wall of the mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, and here there's a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, both in the Kasha of the Gemara and in the Teretz, how to learn the Gemara. We'll first learn how Rashi goes through the sugya, and then we will see Tosfos' pshat. Says Rashi, pshat like this, Ve'i amrat loy hoyo loy yisoid, if you're going to say that on the southeastern corner, which is where the Gemara tells us that the Malika was done. So when the Malika is first done, right at that point, there's already dam coming out from the Chatosoif. And if you're going to tell me that at that southeastern part of the Mizbech, there was no Yisoid, Bavira Ba'alma, who the Kovit says, Rashi Bitmia, is it possible to think that the dam that comes out from the Malika is going to go just in the air? It's going to go le'ibut. And we know that there is a halacha that all the dam of the Chatosoif should be squeezed out on the Mizbeach. So if there's no Yisoid, it's going to go on the ground, going to go le'ibut. Even if he later squeezes out the rest of the dam on the kir. But what about the initial dam coming from the act of Malika? Malika asks Rashi the question, well, the Kohen is standing on the Sovev. And maybe the dam is going to go on the Sovev, which is part of the Mizbeach. There was an Amma, as we learned, at the sixth Amma from the floor. The Mizbeach went in one Amma, and the Kohen stood there, and that's where he did the Malika, so it'll go on the Mizbeach under his feet, says Rashi. But since the halacha is that as long as it's above the Chut HaSikra, the red line, it's kosher. So even if the Kohen does the Malika underneath the Soivev, so in that one Amma, it would be kosher. But how could it be kosher if there's no Yisoid under there to catch the dam? And we're saying that he's going to be bending down, doing the Malika under the Soivev. So you can't say it's being caught by the Soivev. And there's no Yisoid over there. So what is it being caught by? That's the way Rashi understands the kasha. What's the Teretz according to Rashi? Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Eimer Kachisnu. This was the Tanai that they made. Avira de Binyamin. The Karka de Yehuda. Einichanami, there's no Yisoid. And Einichanami, as we learned before, there was a Ritzua. There was this strip of land that went into Chelik of Binyamin from Yehuda, belonged to Yehuda, but that was only the Karka. But in the Avir, had a din that it would belong to Binyamin. And Rashi explains that we have to say that above three tefachim from the earth, from the ground, where it's already not in the rishus of the ground, it's in its own rishus, that avir had a din of binyamin, and there was a ledge, and the ledge would catch the dam of the malika, and that would have a din of mizbeach. So on this, Tosfos asks a few kashas, and the one kasha that we will learn is the last kasha of Tosfos. And this we can find in Tosfos, the long Tosfos here, the first one on the Amud Divrei HaMashal V Amrat, and it is 9 lines from where it gets wide. It says, Tosfos kach hisnu aviru pirish bekuntres shaya oisakim in blita b'mizbeach l'kabel damim. Ask Tosfos, how yoloi lashas l'farisa? Where do we find such a thing that the mizbeach had a blita, a protrusion, to catch the dam of the malika? Therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam learns a whole different kasha and teretz of the Gemara. V'nir l'Rabbeinu Tam, the parach mi malika atzma. It's not a question of the dam coming out of the malika, but rather the whole act of malika itself. The boy b'roish hashem is be'ach dumi yadak torah. Come on, we're going to learn further that the halach of malika has the same din as haktara, and the haktara has to be done on top of the mizbeach. So the malika itself has to be done on the mizbeach. V'yi avidle ba'avir de Yehuda. If he's doing it in the airspace of Yehuda, imkain, and now we go to Islam at Gimel and Deshita, imkain, choyl hula in Kedushas Mizbeach. So that Aver of Yehuda is choyl. If it would be Aver bin Yamin, then we could say the Aver itself has a Kedushas Mizbeach. But if you're telling me that it's the Aver of Yehuda, so that's, according to Tosfos, the Gemara means to ask, Im loy hoya loy yisayid ba'avira ba'alma hudakavid. He's doing it in plain air, meaning it's not kadosh air, it's choil air of Yehuda. It has no kedushas mizbeach. How could that be? And the Gemara answers, umishani, back to Tosfos, da'avira de binyamin, v'kadosh ha'avir b'kedushas mizbeach. That's what the Gemara answers. That Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Eimer kach hisnu, Avira de Binyamin, Karka de Yehuda. Your kasha was that the Avir has a din of Yehuda and therefore it's choyel legabi kedusha mizbeach. No. They were master, they made a condition that the ground is Yehuda, but Eina chanami de Avir is Binyamin and therefore he is doing it in the Avir of the mizbeach, and that has halacha of mizbeach because it's Avira de Binyamin. So learns the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, as the Gemara, my loy havala yisoid. What does it mean that on the south and in the east there was no yisoid? What exactly does that mean? And we spoke about this at the end of yesterday's shiur, that there's actually two pshatim. Rav Omar bebinyan. Rav learns, as we've been saying all along, that in the binyan itself, that it would come out, according to Rav, the mizbeach was not perfectly square. And Gufa Tosfos, on the second last Tosfos, asks in Divrei HaMashal Rav Omar bebinyan afal gav de lamata lo yaver ribua, and you need a din of ribua. In fact, there are many halachas in Tefillin that are learned out from mizbeach, from the squareness of the mizbeach. But according to Rav, it was 32 on the northern side and 32 amas on the western side, but on the southern side it was only 31 amas, and on the eastern side it was only 31 amas, because it was missing that amma of the yisoid on those two sides. So Tosfos answers, lamaila b'makam amaracha havi revua. The revua that we learn about the mizbeach is above where the fires were. There it was actually, as we're going to learn further, 28 by 28, but that was square, and that is enough to be considered ribua, a square legabe de mizbeach. So that's the sheet of Rav, that actually there was physically no yisoid on the south and the west and the east, except for the northeast corner, as we learned before, and the southwest corner. Levi, Omer Levi, disagrees. Bidamim, that it means that legabe, giving the blood, legabe the halacha that we learned of the dam chatas on the Karen, there was no yisoid. There's a halacha by chatas, you have to do it over the yisoid. So since on the southeastern corner there was no yisoid, you had to do it on the northeast. And in order to do saviv, you had to do on the northeast and diagonally across on the southwest corners where there were yisoid. And then you covered the saviv, the four different walls. So legabe damim, according to Levi, there was a physical yisoid, but halachically, it didn't have the kedusha of yisoid. And in Mele, you couldn't put, legabi domim, you couldn't place any domim there. So the Gemara says, what is the machloikis Rav and Levi tolian? It's toli in a girsa in the Targum. We saw before in Rashi, Nun, Gimel, Amid, Beis, three lines from after where it gets wide, where Rashi interprets the word Bebaiker Yoichalad, Bach Sante Tizbine Madbicha. But actually, in the Targum Unklus that we have, and the Targum Yoinison, there they translate it, Bach Sante Yizbine Migdisha. The Beis HaMigdash, Amakom Kadosh, will be built in the inheritance of Binyamin. So that's good for the Machlokes Rav and Levi. Let's see the Gemara inside. Rav Metargem Bach Sante Yizbine Madbicha, that in the inheritance of Binyamin there would be built a Mizbeach. So according to Rav, if the Yisoid is only in the Chelik of Binyamin, that would mean that the Yisoid physically cannot be in the Chelik of Yehuda, because Yaakov said b'nevuah that the Mizbeach would only be in Binyamin. Mashiach in Levi Metargim Bachsante in his inheritance, Yizbine Migdisha, a holy place, which means Makam HaKadosh L'damim, a place that has Kedusha to receive Damim. So Memela, yes, you can have physically a Yisoid according to Levi. However, the Yisoid on the southern and the eastern sides would not have the Kedusha of a Yisoid to be Makabal Damim. Says the Gemara further. Now it's interesting, before we go on, that although it's Makubal like Rav, that there physically wasn't any Yisoid, and therefore, the way the Gemara just learned, you'd have to say that the Targum is Bachsante Yizbine Madbecha, but in fact, if you look in the Targum Yoinis and Targum Unklus, as we explained before, they say the second Girsa, which is Levi's Girsa, Bachsante Yizbine Migdisha. So this is an interesting phenomena. Toshima, come and hear. The Yisoid went on the whole northern part of the Mizbeach, Valpneikol Amarvin on the western part, and Oichel Bedorm Amachas, all that Oichel Rashi says means it was Toifes, it took up space on the southern side, one Amma, that's the southwestern corner where it wrapped around, Uvemizrach, and in the east, all it took up was Amachas also in the north eastern corner, where again it wrapped around from north to east. So Lachaira, you see that Rav is correct. Kashan Levi, we see physically there was no Yisoid. Answers the Gemara, my Oichel Nami Bedam. What does it mean that it was typhus, that it ate up? It means not that there wasn't physically a Yisoid all the way around. There was physically a Yisoid. It means the Kedusha of Yisoid, Legabe placing Dam there, that was only on the north and the west, and not on the south and the east. Toshima coming here. Now we're going to ask Akasha on Rav. L'chayru, we have a raya that it was perfectly square on all sides. Hamizbeach hayu shloishim u'shtayim, al shloishim u'shtayim. It was a perfect square, not just the where the maracha was on top, 28 by 28, but at the bottom where the yisoid was, it was 32 by 32. So it's Kasha on Rav, who says that it was not perfectly square at the bottom, answers the Gemara. How come I asking you? We're speaking about Minatsad, which Rashi explains to mean on the northern side and on the western side, as we explained before, there, in fact, the dimensions from northeast to northwest and from northwest to southwest were 32. However, if you go from southeast to southwest and from southeast to northeast, there was only one amma of wraparound, and there was only 31 amas in each direction. So when it says 32 by 32, it means 32 from the north and 32 from the west, according to Rav. Toshima, come, and I will ask you another kasha on Rav, and L'char Avaraya to Levi. Nimtza, it comes out, Poireach, that the Yisod, the Kevesh, rather, extended, Amo al Yisod, one amma of covering up the Yisoid, va'ama al-saiv, one ama on the saiv. And what the Gemara here is referring to is something that, as Rashi tells us, that we find further in Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis, that the Gemara asked there a stira between two Mishnais. One Mishnah says that the Kevesh was 32 amas long, and the Mizbech was 32 amas long. So if you take a total of 32 plus 32, you come to 64. And yet another Mishnah says that the area that was taken up by the Kevesh and the Mizbeach was only 62 amas, so you're missing 2 amas. The Gemara answers, Einach Nami, the Mizbeach was 32 amas, but the Kevesh covered up one amma of the yisod, and then also at this sixth amma height of the mizbeach, where the sovev was, that amma of the sovev was also taken up by the kevesh. So in other words, the kevesh overlapped over the mizbeach at two points, at the yisod and at the sovev, and therefore it only took up the kevesh and the mizbeach a total of 32. So l'chari avaraya to Levi, that there was a yisod over there which was overlapped by the kevesh. Answers the Gemara according to Rav, Ema kineged ama yisod ve'al ama soviv, or the Shita has ukineged ama soviv. The way Rashi explains, this means that on the yisod, which was on the south, the kevesh was on the south, there, had there been a yisod, it would have taken up an ama. But in fact, that amma, there was no yisoid there. It was an empty space there without a yisoid, and that's what the kevesh overlapped. That extra amma, which had there been a yisoid, that's where the yisoid would have been. That is how Levi, Rav, is going to understand this teretz of the Gemara of the overlapping of the two ammas. Continues the Gemara, Tashima, come in here. That L'chaira, again, we have a raya to Levi that it was a perfect square of 32 by 32. D'tani Levi, Ketza b'nei Mizbeach, how did they build a Mizbeach? Mevi'in, Milbin, they would bring a form. Shehu Shloishim Ushtayim or Shloishim Ushtayim. They would bring four long boards, which were each 32 amas. They would make a square out of them, 32 by 32. And these boards, each one was wide one amma. So if you put the board on its side, it would now, v'goyvay amma, it would now, that width would now turn into a height of an amma. Umevi, and within this form, which the Mefarshim say was actually a little bigger than 32 by 32, in order to make a yisod that was 32 by 32, because this board was on the outer perimeters of the yisod. Within this framework, they were going to build the stone structure of the yisod. So what did they do then? They brought chaluke avonim. They brought smooth stones, mifulmois, which Rashi translates to mean lachois, they were damp, and they had to be perfectly smooth, bengedos, bengtanis, whether they were big or small. The Rambam, in Hilchos Beis HaMechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudala, tells us, how did they get these smooth stones? They would get them from the seashore, where the power of the waters, the surf, coming against the stones by the seashore would make these stones perfectly smooth, because no iron utensil, no metal utensil could be used to smoothen out these stones. And Tosfos on Amud Beis, Divrei HaMashchil, the second Tosfos, Avonim Shleimos, asks, B'negeya, the sugya there, around 6-7 lines down, V'im Toimer V'levet Ayadei Shamir, why did you need to get stones from the seashore, which were smoothed out? Why couldn't you use the shomer? The bebayi sheni hoya shomer. Have a shomer. Tosfos proves from many places that there was the shomer. This was the worm, the special worm that Shlomo HaMelech had to find out where this worm was from Ashpedai, the melech of the Shedim, as the Gemara tells in Masechta Gittin. But this shomer was around even in the time of Bai Sheni. So why didn't they use the shomer? Why did they have to use the smooth stones from the seashore? And Tosfos answers all the way down on this large Tosfos, on the third wide line at the bottom, the Yesh Loimer, the shomer ein oisa oisan shleimois, shaloi tachgor bo hatzipoirin, uveper kama de chulun dav yud chesom et alf amrinin, vekama kadei pegimus amizbech, kadei shatachgor bo hatzipoirin. The stones of the mizbech had to be perfectly smooth, so smooth that if one would take his finger, it would not get stuck on any thing that would, on any nick. So, similar to a shaykh who has to check his knife and make sure there's no pegimus. That's how smooth the stone had to be. And Tosfos says, although the shomer could be used instead of a metal utensil on the building, on the stones of the Beis HaMikdash, on the stones of the Choshen, however, on this, on the stones of the Mizbeach, that had a special halacha, that it had to be smooth, that there shouldn't be any nicks when you put your fingernail there. Perhaps on that, the Shomer was not able to do it, and that's why here, where they're taking these stones for the Yesod of the Mizbeach, they had to get it from the seashore, and it was smoothed out by the power of the waters. Continues the Brisa. Mevi'in milben shu shloishim ushtam ha shloishim ushtam ugovi ama umevi chaluk avara mufulam is bang dos bang tanis umevi sid. He would bring now three things to fill up the holes because the stones did not take up all the space there. So they had to take sid, lime. They had to take vikunya, is a glaze made out of lead, and zephes and tar, umemacha. And he would dissolve these three things on the rocks. V'shoifeich, he would pour it on the rocks. So now whatever air spaces there were filled in by this mixture of sid, vikunya, and zephis. And that would form the yesod of the mizbeach, which is 32 by 32. V'zehu makom yesod. So right away we have our kasha on Rav, because here we see that it was a perfect square made all around by 32 by 32. So we'll come back to answer Rav in a few moments. But first the Gemara goes on to the other parts of the Mizbech. The Chayzu mevi milvin, he brings another milvin, Shehu Shloishim Amo Shloishim Amo, which was 30 Amos by 30 Amos. And actually on the side, the Masoret HaShas brings down that it wasn't exactly 30 by 30, but rather it was 30 Amos and Shnei Tvachim by 30 Amos and Shnei Tvachim. V'goyvoy Chamesh Amos, it was high 5 Amos, and he would put the 30 by 30 with height 5 on top of the 32 by 32 and height 1. And what I'm assuming, it had to be somewhat bigger than just 30 so that it would rest on top of the 32. Because by being 30 by 30, it meant that there was one amo in width at the bottom, because the bottom was one was 32 by 32. So thereby, there was one amo on all sides for the yesod, which is Gufar Kasha here on Rav. So on top of that was 30 and 2 tvachim, by 30 and 2 tvachim, height 5. So now with the one height of the bottom yesod and the 5 of this part, we have a total of a height of 6. And then he goes through the same process. Umevi chaluki avanim, he brings the stones, and he brings the tar, and the lime, and the lead glaze. And v'chayzer umevi milvin shuchafkas al chafkasamis. Then he brings another form, which is 28 by 28. And here again, the Masoret HaShas says on the side that it was 28 amis and 4 tvachim by 28 amis and 4 tvachim. He puts that on top of the 30 by 30. So now again, there is an amma. This is the amma of the soivev. Because if you remember, we learned that when the mizbeach reaches a height of 6 amois, that's where it indents one amma. That was the ledge upon which the kohen would move around the mizbeach, for example, to put the dam on the 4 corners of the mizbeach that we learned about in yesterday's shir. The Goyvai Gimel Amos, now this third layer was high 3 Amos, Umevi Chaluka, he goes through the same process with the stones and the tar and the lead and the lime. Vuhu Mokam Amarocha. So now at the top of the Mizbeach, there was 28 by 28 where the fires were. V'chayzer, Umevi Milvin, Shu Amal Amo, Umevi chaluk avarim full amos, the damp stones, bang dos bang tanis, umevi zephes vikunya. It's interesting that here it does not speak about the sid, the lime. It just speaks about the lead glaze and the tar. Umemacha, it gets dissolved. Vishayfech, and he pours it on the stones. And vizek karen, this becomes now an amon, the horn on the edges of the Mizbeach, v'chein l'chol keren v'keren. He does this four times. So it comes out that the height of the Mizbeach from the floor is one Ami Yisoid, another five Amis until we get to the Sovev. Now we're already at six. And then three Amis higher until we get to the top of the Mizbeach where the Marach is, where that's nine. And then another one Amma for the Kronos that were on the four corners of the Mizbeach. We get a height of 10. But our kasha remains on Rav, that we see was a perfect square of 32 by 32. V'chitem, as we turn to Daf Nun Dal Amud Beis, the guy is lay that ain't a chanami. They made a form l'chatchil of 32 by 32, but then they cut away the southern and eastern parts that were in Yehuda. But that can't be because avonim shleimus, because if you have to have perfect stones, like the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph says that the fingernail will not find a nick there. And here is where Tosfos asked the kasha, what about the shamir? And Tosfos answers that the shamir could not make it so smooth. So if you're going to cut it out, Rashi says, it's impossible by cutting it that even with a shamir that you're going to make it smooth. So they couldn't cut it. So the Gemara says that Rav has an answer. They started out, you're right, 32 by 32 in the form, but they did something that would stay smooth, and yet there would be no yisoid on the southern and eastern side. How do they do it? The machis midi metuse vishakule. They put a beam where there should have been a yisoid, and as the side was drying, the rocks and with the lime and tar, this doesn't stick well to the wood. They would pull out that wood that they put in that place, and then it would come out that where the wood had been, which they pulled out, these beams, it would come out that would be empty. There would be no yesoid in those areas. And you have to say they did such a thing. I have a raya from someplace else that they did such a thing. The Eloi Tamach, if you're not going to say that they used this method, Hodom Rav Kana, this which Rav Kana said, Avonim Shel Kronos Chalulus Hayu, that these stones, the Amalam on top of each corner of the Mizbech, the Kronos, they were hollow. How do I know they were hollow? As Rashi says, they had holes in them, because the dam of the chatas went into those holes. They were like basins within those kronos. And the Meforshim all ask on Rashi that we learned in yesterday's shir that the dam of the chatas is put on the walls of the corners of the Mizbeach. They're not put on the top of the kronos where there were holes to catch the dam. So this is a problem. But Rashi says there were holes there in the Karen. And it was, it was a keli. You could fill up the kronos. How do I know? The pasuk says in Zechariah, umalu, your hands are gonna be full of the dumb of your enemies, kimizrak, like a basin, kizovius mizbeach, like we find at the kronos, the corners of the mizbeach. So we see that the kronos of the mizbeach were hollow. So the kasha is, how did they make those holes? If they're going to use a metal instrument, they're not allowed to. Any method that you're going to use is going to make it not be smooth. Hachanami avarim shleimus amarachman. The Torah says it has to be avarim shleimus. Ella, the shomer won't help you either. Ella demachas midi mitusi. They put something in those holes. And when the stones were drying from the whole entire process that we learned on Amud Aleph, they would pull out that plug that was plugging the holes. It would be smooth. Vishakale. And then they would take it away. And then it would remain a place where it could be filled. A hollow part to each carat. Hachanami, just like we see that concerning the Kronos, we'll say the same thing over here, that when they made this form of 32 by 32 in the Chelik of Yehuda, they put a beam in and they slipped the beam out and then it was empty. The Machas Minimetus of Ishakalei. Dorish Rava, my Dechsev, that's which we learned in the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. Vayelech Davidu Shmuel, Vayeshvu Benevoyois Berama, Vechima Inyan Nevoyis Etzel Rama. What is Nevoyah doing next to Rama? Nevoyah is in one place and Rama is in a different place. They're not next to each other. How could the Pasuk and Shmuel say that they were next to each other? Elosh are Yoshin Barama. They were in Rama. Rashi says that was the city of Shmuel HaNavi. Ba'oiskin bin Nevoyah Shalom. They were busy in the most beautiful part of the world, which is the Beis HaMikdash. Amri. They said, Ksiv. The Pasuk says, V'kam Tavolis Elamakim. The full pasuk is ki polim chadaver divrei rivish b'sharecha v'kam tovali salamakam. You're going to have disputes. You're going to want the Sanhedrin in the Lishus Hagazus to adjudicate your dispute. So you're going to go up to the makam amigdash malamed, wherever your dispute is. If you're going to go up to the Lishkas HaGazes, the Pasuk says, V'kamta V'alisa. So we learn out Malamit Shebeis HaMikdash, Gevoya Mikol Eretz Yisrael. That Beis HaMikdash is the highest spot in Eretz Yisrael. So since the Lishkas HaGazes is where the Sanhedrin was, wherever you are, it's going to be V'kamta V'alisa. You're going to have to go up. And then, parenthetically, the Braisa continues, V'Eretz Yisrael, Gevoya Mikol Eretz Yisrael. Really, Rashi says, we don't need this here. But since we mentioned that the Beis HaMikdash is the highest spot in Eretz Yisrael, so it already tells you that Eretz Yisrael is the highest place in the whole world. And Rashi says that actually we learned this out from a different pasuk. The pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Lo ya'amer oid chai Hashem, that he took you out of Mitzrayim, ki imchai Hashem v'shehela v'shehevias b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Safa, and we call ha'makom v'shehar hidachtim sham, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to Yimoyis HaMashiach, we're going to know Hashem as the one who raised us up from the northern countries that we live in and from the rest of the world and bring us to Eretz Yisrael. So we see Eretz Yisrael Gevoya Mikol Eretz Yisrael, which the Chasam Sofer explains, not necessarily this means geographically, because it's possible that there are higher elevations in other places in the world, but it means that all Ruchnius comes through Eretz Yisrael. Be that as it may, what's Nageya here in our sugya, we see that the Beis HaMikdash is the highest spot. So we know that we have to find the highest spot in Eretz Yisrael. Loi haviyadi duchtei hecha. They didn't know where is this place, which is the highest spot in Eretz Yisrael. Where exactly should we make the Makom HaMikdash? It doesn't say beferish in the Torah where the Beis HaMikdash should be made. It does say l'shichnai sidrishu v'asa shama, that there is a mitzvah for a person to search for the Makom HaMikdash where the Shechinah should rest. So, and Shmuel and David were now being mekayim this mitzvah of searching for the place where the Beis HaMikdash should be built. So Isis Sefer Yeshua, they brought out Sefer Yeshua. Sefer Yeshua delineates the boundaries of all the Shvatim. And when they learned Sefer Yeshua, they noticed many interesting things concerning Binyamin and Yehuda. By all the other shvatim, the Shittu Gebetzis puts in the word Bekulu shvatim. In all the shvatim, when it speaks about their boundaries, it says the boundary went down, it went up, it turned. But b'shevet Binyamin va'olaksiv va'yered loiksiv. By Binyamin it says it went up, it went further up, it never says that it went down. Amri, they said, Shmamina, hachahu mekaymai. They said, oh, this is its spot. So Rashi and the other Meforshim tell us that there were many details here, besides what the Gemara is saying, Beferish, that led them to the conclusion that it should be built in Yerushalayim. Number one, concerning Yehuda. Yehuda's boundary is from the Yalam HaMelech on the east to the Yam HaGadol in the west. Binyamin, that is the boundary of Yehuda on the north of Yehuda, goes along the same boundary, but it goes only to Yerushalayim. At Yerushalayim, or close to Yerushalayim, in the mountain of Gei Ben Hinnom, which the Gemara tells us is one of the entrances into Gehenim. So there, the boundary of Binyamin that it shares with Yehuda ends, and the boundary of Binyamin then turns northward. It doesn't go all the way over to the Mediterranean, to the Yam HaGadol. And then, so they saw that it says, Allah, 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 till you got to this Har Gei Ben Hinnom, close to Yerushalayim. And Binyamin and Yehuda are the only Shvatim where the boundaries are mentioned from all four sides. By other Shvatim, if it shares a boundary with another Shevet, once the boundary was said once concerning the first Shevet, the Torah didn't reiterate it. The Navi and Yeshua didn't reiterate the same boundary for the other Shevet. However, in the case of Yehuda and Binyamin, it mentions it by Yehuda, and it repeats it again by Binyamin. So they found that to be very interesting. And they understood from the fact that it says only Aliyah by Binyamin, and it repeats that boundary of Binyamin and Yehuda, and it says their boundaries on all four sides. So they understood that this is all being pointed out to point them in the right direction, that you go up and up and you build the Beis HaMikdash at the highest spot over there. So the Gemara continues and says, Savra l'mivni b'ein itam. They really, after this whole investigation and conclusion, they wanted to build it at the highest spot of the boundary of Binyamin that it shares with Yehuda, which was in Ein Itam, which is right there by that har of Gay Ben Hinnom. But the Madli, that's the highest spot. If the Navi is stressing Aliyah, v'Allah, so telling you that to build a base of Migdash, v'kamta v'Ali, so you should go to that highest spot, so they're going to do it in the highest spot. But then they had a change of heart. Amri, they said, Nitzi Beikol, let's lower it a little bit. Why? Because the Torah doesn't want it all the way at the height. Kedichsiv ubeng seif of Shachin, that the Shechina will rest in the shoulders of Binyamin, not in the head. And that's why they put it a little lower down, which was exactly Yerushalayim. V'boy Yisem, another explanation of why they put it in Yerushalayim and not at Ein Itam. Because Gemiri, the Sanhedrin, Mechalkei Yehuda, the Sanhedrin was in the Chelek of Yehuda in the Lishkas Hagazis. Ushchina, we have learned, is Mechalkei de Binyamin, is in the Chelek of Binyamin. So we have to have the Lishkas Hagazis, which is also part of the Beis HaMikdash, that is the Chelek of Yehuda. And we have to have the Shchina, the Kotcher Kedoshim, the Heichel, in the Chelek of Binyamin. V'i Medalinin Lei, if you're going to go to the highest spot in the Gei Ben Hinnom, in Ein Itam, then Mispalik Tuv, it's going to be too far. It's going to be longer than the dimensions of the Har Abayis, and Mimela, it's not going to be possible to have both the Shechina in Binyamin and the Lishkas Hagazis, the Sanhedrin in Yehuda. Mutav de Nitzi Beporta. It's better that we lower it a little bit. Kedisiv, as the Pasuk says, Ubeng Seif of Shachain, that the Shechina will dwell between the shoulders of Binyamin, not at its head, but by the shoulders, which is Yerushalayim. Val Dover Zen is kind of Doegadoimi. When David HaMelech was successful in ascertaining exactly where the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be built, Doegadoimi was jealous of David. The kinna over your house that you discovered where the spot is, it consumed me, it devoured me. And that's why Doyeg Adoimi went to Shaul HaMelech, as we find in the Gemara in Yevamos, and said, you're worried if David should be a melech? I don't even know if David's royal lovey by call, because he comes from a Moaviah. And Doyeg didn't make the drasha Amoini v'loi amoinis, moyavi v'loi moyavis, that only a zocher moyavi is also lovi bakol. But in the cave is mutter, and since David comes from Rus ha-moyaviya, he would be mutter lovi bakol. And that's why he challenged the whole ability of David to be a Yisrael. But what prompted him to do that was his jealousy over the fact that David found it and not him. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Perichelik tells us that Doeg Adoimi was Doeresh Sholosh Meis Halachas, 300 Halachas, Be'inyan Migdol Aperech Ba'avir, about a tower that is flying in the air. And the Marsha over there in Sanhedrin explains that that is the tower of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says he had 400 kashes on this tower flying through the air. And so when David HaMelech found the exact spot where the Beis HaMikdash should be built, so that aroused in the great Talmud Chacham that Doeg was, and he had made such a search to find the answer, and he was not able to find the answer. He had 400 questions, and apparently when David found the right answer, all the questions of Doeg were answered. So he became tremendously jealous of David HaMelech, ki kinas beisech achlasni, uksiv, and the pasuk goes on to say there in Tehillim Kuflamid Bey, Zechor Hashem leDavid es kol anavasi. Remember Hashem, unoisi is the correct pronunciation. Remember Hashem, all the afflictions that I went through concerning finding the Makom HaMikdash. Hashem nishba l'Hashem, I swore by Hashem, im avi bo'el beisi, if I will come to the tent of my house, im etn shina l'einai, if I will give sleep to my eyes, la'af apoy, to my eyelids, to numa slumber, I won't sleep ad emtsa Makom HaShem, until I find the place of Hashem. And on this, the Shittim Kebek, it says, in Ois Vav asks, it's five lines in the Shittah that I'm looking at, before it gets wide at the bottom of the Amid. V'im Taimar, V'heich, Hoya, Noider Kach, V'loy Amrinim ben Adorim, Anoider Shalishin, Shalishi Yamin, Makanoisai, V'yishin La'alter. How could David make such a statement that I'm not going to go to sleep at all? You have, until I find the answer, it might take you 100 days, it might take you a few years till you find the answer. We hit him right away. If a person says, I won't go to sleep for 3 days, and he should sleep right away. The Yesh Lefarish answers the sheet to the koi, oil basi, vachi purishim, achashen oleinai, but oil basi. He wasn't saying, I'm not going to sleep at all. He stressed, in my tent of my house, I won't go to sleep. I'll sleep elsewhere. That was his neder. And he was successful. And now the Gemara darshins some more psukim there, which say in Tehillim, Hine shumanu be'efrasa, we heard that it was an efras, mitzanu, we found the besteyar in a field of a forest. Be'efrasa ze Yeshua. To Kaasim Ephraim. Yeshua comes from Ephraim. So when we opened up Sefer Yeshua, we found the answer when we learned the psukim. Mitzanua besteyar, we found it in a field of a forest. Ze Binyamin, this refers to the chelik of Binyamin, the chsiv, because concerning Binyamin, it says, Yaakov Avinu said, Binyamin ze'ev yitroif. Binyamin is compared to a wolf. And the Marshal explains that a wolf, although it's in the forest, but in order to get its prey, it will go out from the forest into the field. And since the Pasuk in Tehillim uses steyar, it uses both a forest and a field, therefore it must be referring to a wolf. And who is compared to a wolf? Binyamin. So this is a remez that in Sefer Yeshua, David and Shmuel found the answer to their quest, L'shichnei Sidrishu Vasa Shama, to find the Makom HaMikdash, where the Shechinah should rest, that they found in Chelek Binyamin.